Psalm 27, the courage that comes from looking. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Psalm 27, 1, New International Version. David begins with a triple name for God, light or salvation, Yeshua, stronghold, Maoz. Not three poetic options, three angles on one reality. Light addresses confusion, salvation addresses guilt and danger, stronghold addresses assault. Most of our fear is not one fear, but a swarm. David answers it with a God who is not one remedy, but a whole refuge. Notice what Western readers often miss. This is not private, positive thinking. In the ancient world, light was a royal claim. Kings were called the lamp of their people. David is saying, my security is not the lamp of the palace, but the presence behind the palace. Archaeology reminds us how vulnerable that claim sounded. Jerusalem's hills and walls could be breached. Siege ramps were real. Yet the psalm refuses to let geography define God. The one thing that reorders everything. Then comes the strange narrowing. One thing I ask, V. 4. David does not ask for the enemy to vanish first. He asks to dwell, to gaze, to seek. The word for beauty, Noam, is not mere prettiness. It is God's pleasantness, his goodness felt as splendour. Augustine's beauty ever ancient, ever new, fits here. David is not escaping the battlefield. He is choosing the only site that can keep the battlefield from becoming his God. This is also a deep correction to our activism. Psalm 26, yesterday's Judge Me faith, was integrity on level ground. Psalm 27 shows the engine of that integrity, not willpower, but worship. The one thing is the root that makes courage grow. Cross-references to sit with. Exodus 33, 18-23, Moses longing for God's glory. Matthew 6, 33, first the kingdom. 2 Corinthians 4, 6, light in the face of Christ. When faith speaks, then trembles and speaks again. Many scholars note the psalm's shift. Confidence in Vayin 1-6, plea in Voy 7-12. But perhaps this is not a stitched-together hymn. Perhaps it is a truthful soul. Mature faith is not the absence of tremor. It is refusing to let tremor have the last word. In verse 8, the grammar is startling. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. The command and the response are both inside the same sentence, as if God's summons is already echoing in the believer's chest. To seek the face, the panim, is covenant language, not merely to ask for help, but to ask for audience, to be received, not just rescued. Waiting is rope-making. Wait for the Lord. V'fietolin. The verb kava carries the idea of twisting strands into a cord. Waiting is not passive. It is the slow making of strength. God may not change the scene quickly, but he changes the soul into something that can hold. Song for today, a metrical setting of Psalm 27, such as The Lord's My Light and Saving Health, Scottish Psalter tradition. Prayer. Lord, be my light where I am confused, my salvation where I am ashamed, and my stronghold where I am attacked. Give me the one thing, a hunger to gaze on you until fear loses its voice. Teach me to seek your face, not only your hand. And as I wait, twist my weak strands into courage, through Jesus Christ, the true light. Amen.